Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One. You're invited to the Corolla Drinks Winter Party at the Tudor House in Lake Arrowhead, Saturday, February 10th, with Water Cooler Live. Chris Loxamana.
That's right, the boys are back in town.
Gary Smith.
What's up?
Matt Fondelier.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Mike Dawson.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kalen Bean.
Yeah, don't worry.
Plus, performances from The Smokin' Kills.
A few good friends, and they're all bad company.
Ha ha, halfway. And Loxy. Baby, let's roll and get it. No, Saturday, February 10th, the Tudor House in Lake Arrowhead, California. Water Cooler Live, three bands, and tons of Endless Rant IPA and lager. The Corolla Drinks Winter Party, Saturday, February 10th in Lake Arrowhead. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com.
All the big names are on Podcast One Sportsnet, the home of Dan Patrick.
I'm hanging out with any of the Kardashians. I'm hanging out with Khloe.
As well as news shows like Red Circle Sports with Dennis Miller.
Goodell has become completely full of it.
Riggle's Picks with Rob Riggle and Sarah Tiana.
Do you know the difference between a million and a billion?
The B.
And AP Sports Weekly with Jim Litke.
Have you guys ever considered trading Alabama for the Cleveland Browns?
All this and more exclusively on PodcastOneSports.com and the Podcast One app.
Welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 105, or as most people would like to call it, 69 plus 36. And that is how we label our episodes now. My name is Chris Loxamana, and this is the other show of Resume, where I hang out with my friends here at Corolla Digital, the Adam Corolla Show everywhere. And we talk about whatever we want, and we snicker and we laugh because we're all having a great time. Nothing else, no other reason. Kalen Bean's here.
Hey!
Hey! Kalen Bean. Gary Smith's here.
Hey!
Mike Dawson's here.
Yay!
Matt Fondelier's not here.
Yay!
Matt is writing Oscar jokes with Adam, or at least just
writing down.
Dictating. Yeah. Taking dictation.
Oscar jokes for Adam.
Right. He's getting dictated to or at. I don't know. But anyway, a couple things. First off, big thank you to everyone who came out to our shows last weekend in Ventura. We played the Majestic Theater. It was incredible. The stage was way too big, I thought.
Stage is huge.
Especially for a three-piece band or a solo acoustic act such as Dawson. But it was an honor playing there. Like, it was so big that when Mikey would hit his snare drum, I could hear it come back to me a second later because it bounced off the other end of the theater. It's pretty crazy.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. And so thanks to everyone who came out there, and Long Beach, D Piazza's. That was a really fun time too. And shout out to all the guys who
when my band pulled up to Long Beach, we saw a bunch of people outside from a distance off, and I got really excited thinking, oh shoot, is there a line to get in right now? This is awesome. And as we pulled up, I noticed that every kid outside was between 13 and 16 years old.
Yeah.
They were all the Long Beach punk scene, and apparently there was some punk band that played there before us. And as I'm walking in with my guitar, a kid in a mohawk, a 15-year-old kid in a mohawk, looks at me and goes, "What are you, in a jazz band?" I just started fucking laughing.
Well, are you? So D Piazza's.
Of course, I said yes.
I've been playing there since I was that age, and what's great about it is a couple of things. One, it's all ages, obviously, so you know you don't have to be 21 to play or up. And two, they don't make you sell tickets. Growing up, there are a lot of venues where you had to sell a certain amount of tickets. They give you a stack of 50 tickets.
It's not
pay to play. Yeah, and they'd say
you don't get paid to play, but you don't have to pay to play.
And there are a couple different deals. One is you must sell all 50 if you want to play this set. If you don't sell them, you're paying out of your own pocket for these other tickets.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then two is we give you a stack of 50 tickets, and whoever sells the most gets the prime spot, which is like 9 p.m. The least gets like the crappy spot, which would be like 7 p.m. or it would be like 1 a.m.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. So like they would judge it by that. So, and you know, being in high school and you don't know anybody or all your friends are poor and they're not going to be able to all come out the shows, it's hard. But D Piazza's, all ages, don't care. You know what time you're playing. and everyone has fun. They really don't care.
The way it generally works with bands, at least with me, is I'll tell 100 people, 10 people will tell me they'll be there, and one person will show up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working at a 1 percentile of the people you tell
just
actually
like a wedding.
Show up to the gig.
No, it's not.
That wasn't like a wedding at all.
I'm trying to freak Gary out.
Inviting people or free food, I'm not worried about no one showing up.
And so, yeah, we walked up there. We didn't know that there was a whole punk rock show before we played. So our show started at 8. Their punk rock show ends at 8. Like, the way they booked it was the second the punk rock show is done, we start. So getting set up was kind of weird. And it was loud. It was aggressive punk rock, like hardcore punk. All these kids are moshing. Like, when I walked up and I saw all the punk kids outside, I thought, nice. I can't believe we appealed to some punk rock. All right.
Right.
Like, yeah, I guess we're pretty punk rock. You know, I'm thinking about like our fast songs. Yeah. Yeah, they'd like that. All right. All right. Nope. They thought Joss was in a jazz band. They all bailed.
Yep.
But other than that, though, it was a really good show. And I had a blast. So thank you to everybody that came out to D Piazza's in Long Beach, my hometown venue.
That was a lot of fun.
I had so much fun that so I've been going to open mics every once in a while, and I went to one last night, and usually we do the after show on Tuesday night, so I never get to go to this one, but we moved it to Wednesdays, and I had a Tuesday night free last night, so I thought, I should hit that open mic. And what's cool about this open mic is if the guy who runs it likes you, he gives you like an hour spot within the open mic. So it's open mic, a featured artist for an hour, and then open mic for the rest of the night.
Nice.
And I thought, oh, so I got to just impress this guy, and I get the featured spot. So the first time I go, I'm thinking, and I've been doing pretty good at the open mics. I get a lot of good feedback. It feels good. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna play my killer songs, like the ones that give me the gold. So he, you know, my first time here, he'll give me that spot. And I'm sitting there waiting for my turn, and this guy, I'm sitting next to this guy, and it's either music or comedy. And this guy, we're just talking. He's like, yeah, I just moved here from Denver. It's my first time here. I told him, oh, it's my first time here too. And I go up before him. So I go up, I play my songs. It seems to go really well. And then after that, the guy's like, hey, man, that was amazing. The guy running it. Here, hold on. I'm going to introduce this next comedian really quick. And he introduces the next comedian. Now, I will say his actual name because I thought he was great. But his name's French Accent. That's his name that he goes by in comedy. He's from Denver.
And he's actually funny?
And he comes out.
That name screams hat.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I don't even know if I can describe it to do it justice, but he goes up dressed as a pirate.
Well, unless he's got like a Miranda Sings thing going on.
Chris, yeah. You better bring this back around because there's got to be listeners with me. French accent, and he went up dressed as a pirate, and you're telling me this
with
was
a French
good?
Accent, and he has an accordion. And he's just going like, joke, joke, joke. And they're like PG jokes, like, but they're quick and they're funny, and he keeps it rolling. The place is going nuts for this guy.
This guy sounds really, really familiar. I was at my dog park maybe like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and I was at my dog park, and there was only
you got one- raped by this guy?
There was only one other like person there, and it was this lady, and she had like her dog, and it was named after like the Neverending Story dragon. I forget what it's called, but
Atreyu? No, that was the kid's name.
Yeah, no, it's the dragon, the white right. dragon.
Atreyu.
And anyway, we got to talking. We were the only ones there, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I work for Adam Carolla on podcast." She goes, "Oh, my friend's a comedian," and so a guy walked out of the truck, and he had a big long beard. And he's like, let me play you a set like that I did. And he showed me this guy who was dressed as a pirate with an accordion.
That was totally him.
That's the same guy. That's the same guy.
Wow, I guess has he brought it back around?
So Kaylin met him.
I didn't know. At the park since then.
I didn't know, but yeah, Kaylin has met this guy, this gentleman. Well, anyway, so the guy comes back to like, hey, man, sorry about that. You were amazing. But then everyone's going crazy about this guy. So he's like, right when he's getting off the stage, the MC runs back up there. Well, you guys really liked him. Maybe I'm going to give him my next feature spot. What do you guys say about that? And everyone goes nuts. I'm like, oh, I lost to the guy in the pirate suit. Yeah. And so that was my first interaction at this open mic. I go again last night thinking, all right, let's do this again.
Did you play different songs or the same?
I played different songs.
Okay.
I played different songs.
That might have been a mistake.
Still killers, though.
Might have been a mistake. We'll find out.
Very possible.
People go with what they know.
Water cooler.
And I play, and before I play, I'm sitting next to this guy, this other guy. Like, hey, man. He's like, yeah, man, I'm here promoting my new single. I don't want to say the single because I want people to, because I think people will, I don't want them to wrongly make fun of the song. Because, I mean, the guy put his heart into it. But it's a hip-hop song, and we're just going to, it's named after food and a drink. So I'm just going to call it French Dips and Fernet. It's like a drink and food. French Dips and Fernet. So
appearing tonight with French accent.
Yeah, exactly. There's a theme. But anyway, so I go up, I do all right. You know, I do pretty well, I think. And I get off, the guy once again comes up to me, dude, that was amazing. Hold on, I gotta introduce this next act. And it goes, and this guy just straight up, the whole song's like, Friendship and Fernet, Friendship and Fernet, shot, 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 shot. He totally took that line, like, shot, 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 Friendship and Fernet. And then he only did one song, and he gets off. And the guy comes back to me, like, he puts his hand on my shoulder, like, dude, you were incredible. But I can't get French Dips and Fernet out of my head. And I freaking lost to that guy. Every guy I sit next to, I can't get this feature spot, and it's tough.
Well, maybe so it takes Chris more than going twice to get a featured spot.
Yeah. Chris Loxamana is here to say, fuck you, France.
No, it is. It does sound like that. No, it just, it's
I think you're on to something. Did you make up the French Dip and Fernet? Because I think you're on to something.
Yeah, I did.
I think you got a song there. I think you might have a hit machine.
I'll be honest, when I was just singing it earlier, it felt good.
It feels good. I like it. I
all the
Loxy
songs are out the door.
Yeah.
I'm putting all my eggs
French dip and Fernet
into the French dip.
I have no idea what Fernet is, but I'm a big fan of the French dip.
Yeah,
so same. I'm in.
I'm 100% on Dawson there. I have no idea what Fernet is, but French dip's great.
Fernet, Jay.
It's like
Jay?
A champagne, right? It's a black
bottle. I assumed
it was
some kind of
black bottle of champagne.
It's Fernet Branca.
Is it
Fernet.
The black bottle of champagne?
No, it's a green bottle. It's okay. Got a Jaeger style consistency.
Okay,
but it's very floral. It's very it's a diarrhea.
Right
it's
up like my alley. That's what I drink all the time. Dude, Jaeger
sounds disgusting.
Wake up by the Jaeger bomb.
It's a digestif. Yeah. It helps you feel better.
Don't compare it to Jaeger because the Fernet stock lowers when you compare it to Jaeger.
Is that the one that I had?
I still got that
pulled
French
it out the little bottle
Fernet.
When you did so, your grab bag.
I want to know what the guy sang. Was it hot dogs and Natty Light?
It was a food and a drink, beverage. And they started the same letter. I'll just say that.
Hot dogs and Hennessy.
Hot dogs and Hennessy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm guessing here.
Very possible.
Crab legs and champagne.
I end up talking to that guy all night. And he was actually super cool, so I don't want to.
No, I'm not shitting on the guy.
Yeah,
That sucks. Sorry, man.
No, it was just funny. I was just
stick
laughing
with it.
About
wontons
it. I know, it really
and
just
wine.
Stick with it.
Wontons and wine.
Wontons and wine. Yeah, everybody, tweet us your guesses. I'm curious.
Yeah, that's actually gonna be pretty.
What everyone think it would be. Now, but yeah, so a lot of music lately, which I love. I love playing music, but Gary.
I think Hot Pockets and Hennessy would be good.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
that's pretty solid.
Gary.
Bagel Bites and Budweiser.
Oh, there you go.
That's a country song,
though. That's a fucking
hit. Oh, is it really?
That sounds to me like a country song.
It sounded so much like a country song, I thought it was real just now.
Yep. Yeah.
But all right, well, Gary.
What's up?
As we know, Matt Fondelier is not here.
Woo!
But
kidding. We love you, Matt.
But
somehow barking at him is going to make him feel better.
I do want to get my fix in of some Shay.
Okay.
Now I feel bad because I don't want to hijack his claim to fame. That's his thing.
I got it.
Oh. All right. Well, let's give it a shot. So Gary, this feels almost sacrilegious, but what.
What's on the menu, Gary?
Look at Kalen just taking charge. Chris, come on. So the last week I had my wedding tasting.
Yeah, you did. I am so excited about this.
Me too.
This is my dream.
Yeah, we heard about it where you're dating a girl and you get into the thing so you can.
Well,
I
may have to hijack
free
this.
Food.
I may have to hijack this again because I just scheduled. Well, I'm waiting for a callback to schedule the cake tasting. That one I'm.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
No.
Oh,
nobody cares about the cake but you.
That one you do pay for, but it's like $25. And if you buy the cake from that place, that $25 goes towards the price of the cake. They're just trying to stop people from coming in and exploiting it.
Yeah. Oh, so people are already ahead of me.
Yeah,
they figured
on
it
my
out.
Long list of things to exploit, cake tastings, it's probably like number 4.
I don't know, man. I could see a bunch of really high 19-year-olds going, you know what would be fun? let's go tell people we need a giant birthday cake for our mom and sit there and just eat cake the whole time.
Well, that's why the Elephant Bar has happy hour.
It's true. So it was a super weird experience. It started with me leaving here at 4 p.m. to try to make the 6 p.m. thing, which I did not make. I missed it by a half hour. It took 2 hours and 41 minutes or something.
Did you miss food?
Luckily, Joy was there, and she was like hoarding food for me, so I missed hot food at the beginning, the appetizers. There was just a little cooler.
What'd you miss? What'd you miss?
I didn't really miss anything, because Joya was like hoarding it. Making me a plate.
Okay.
But yeah, fuck LA traffic. It was like 54 miles and took 2 hours and 40 minutes.
That doesn't add up.
It was pretty brutal.
Use carpool.
I did use Waze, and then I also, tell me if you guys ever do this move. I sometimes think Waze isn't updating the route in the most optimal way, so I'll force close the app and start it again, and then sometimes you get a different fucking route, different ETA. Well, one of the times I did that, it gave me a new route and just put me onto a dead stopped road and probably added like 20 minutes to my fucking.
So they're like, F you, bro.
Yeah, we know what you're up to.
They were like, stop closing our app. This is bullshit.
Yeah, no. They think, oh, too many people are going this way, including you, your past self. Yep. So we'll give them a new
route. Your past self is still on that road when you took that turn. Your current self went that way.
Yeah.
So I got down there, and it was in the room in which our wedding reception will be held. And it was a group tasting. So I rolled in, and there's probably 10 or 12 tables set up, each of which have two couples at them.
When you walked in, tell me you said, sorry, I'm late, guys. I was taking a crap.
I didn't say anything because it was apparent when I walked into that room that I didn't want to talk to anyone but Joya and maybe our wedding coordinator who was also there. Luckily, the tables were big enough that we were sitting kind of on the opposite side, and it wasn't forced conversation. But I don't know why. It was something about the energy in that room. I just did not want to make small talk with anybody.
Sometimes it's the mood, too, not even the energy. Like, well, I get in that mood.
It's just weird. It's like we all have in common the fact that sometime in the next 9 months, we're getting married in this room. Like, I really don't need a friendship based on that.
Right.
It's all good. Like, I'm sure you're a great person. You're very nice. But you've got your wife there. You guys talk about your fucking chicken satay, and I'll talk about mine.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
One-on-one Ubers. Do you talk to the driver?
Not only to be polite.
Only be like just small polite niceties.
If the driver initiates it, I will keep talking to them as long as they force it.
You don't initiate. You don't generate questions. You don't.
Nope.
Well, I mean, if you're you're talking to that driver. When you're in a drunk group, you're like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Let's go to McDonald's.
You're absolutely incorrect because what he said was one-on-one. And even drunk, I will not do that in a one-on-one Uber.
If I have an
audience with all my friends in the car, sometimes, I'll fuck with the Uber driver a little bit.
All right, we'll get back to this in a sec, but go ahead.
So I got there. There was some... Jesus Christ, why am I blanking on the name? There was beef satay, there was chicken satay.
A satay?
Are you going Asian?
No, that was just one of the appetizers. So the way that they do it, by the way, is there's probably 30, it's a piece of beef or chicken on a little skewer. These are the past appetizers at the beginning. I'm going chronologically. The way they do this is like their menu has like 20 or 30 options for past appetizers, for instance, and they make like 6 or 7 of them. And then the same going down the line. There's multiple options for dinner, but they make like 3 or 4 different entrees. And you just basically, it's an idea of try this out and get an idea of what the quality of our food is so that you're comfortable ordering something you haven't tried.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So like the filet is something that I'm very likely going to put as one of the dinner options. And that wasn't one of the options.
I approve.
Oh, yeah.
Quite true. That was not one of the options that they gave because their explanation was the chef refuses to serve that in a buffet style because it hurts it. It doesn't do it justice.
Shiitake.
So whatever. So there were those. There was I'm completely blanking on the name. Italian dish that's got a slice of
spaghetti?
Stop. Okay. A slice of tomato, a big hunk of cheese.
A caprese.
Caprese. So they had caprese on a stick. That was really interesting and pretty good. I should have brought the list in. I didn't think about that.
It's a good Shay.
Really good Shay. Bacon wrapped shrimp.
I like bacon wrapped shrimp.
Yeah. And then when they got into entrees, I had the short rib. They had some pretty damn good fingerling potatoes and mashed potatoes.
Are you cleansing your palate in between each thing? How are you doing that? Pickled ginger?
As much as I can, but they're not providing true palate cleansers.
Mm-hmm.
Joy had the chicken. There was some butternut squash ravioli that was really good.
Why does everything need to be made with butternut squash these days?
You know, I don't know, but this was probably the best tasting butternut squash I'd ever had.
That's a fall food. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's January.
I'm sorry, dude. I will when they say, if anyone has any objections, speak now up forever, hold your peace. I will stand up and say, there is butternut squash on this menu. I object.
Joya, take note. That's one invitation we can save.
There you go. There you go. I just bought myself a Saturday.
I love butternut squash. But,
yeah. Overall, it was great. We then went upstairs. So the way our venue works is like the ballroom that we'll have dinner in and dancing is kind of on the first floor, and then the ceremony takes place on the top floor, like on the roof. And about halfway through dinner, they said, all right, you guys can all go up to the roof, and we have some vendors up there for those of you who haven't, you know, locked stuff in yet. And when you come back down, we'll have dessert. All right. So we go up there, and immediately, as soon as we get to the area where you can see the vendors, I spot in the furthest corner, furthest away from where I'm standing, this flower vendor. And the flowers, even from across this fucking giant space that will fit a couple hundred people for my wedding, I could tell from that far away, like, fuck, those look really nice.
Mm.
And I immediately, in my head, obviously didn't say this, but was just like, God damn it, we have our flowers locked. I hope that this does not make Joya want to change the flower place. Because, like, once you get something done in this process, your biggest fear is that something will go wrong.
Right, but
has happened to us a couple times.
But either way, you know, if Joy wanted to change it, we'd totally understand.
Yeah, and
we would 100%. We wouldn't be upset about it at all or complain behind your back or anything.
It would be a minor hassle.
Very minor, the most minor.
I just am not trying to add things to the list of stuff to do at this point.
My biggest fear would still be snakes.
Snakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we got over there.
He just canceled the snake charmer at his wedding. Great.
Jesus. My mom texted me, by the way, after last water cooler and said, what did I insist on that's going to drive Adam nuts?
Oh, I can't wait.
I texted her back and she was like, oh, yeah. So luckily.
Did you get Hall & Oates to play your session?
No, but I got some fun on my sleeve there.
Oh, geez.
Luckily, we got over to the flowers and Joy is already just talking about how beautiful they are. And the chick from the flower company goes, Joya? It was our flower place. Thank fucking Christ. I immediately felt better about everything we had done with the flower place because our flower place is a little weird. They're a flower place, but they also have a retail store. So when we went in for our consultation, there weren't many flowers around. Like, I didn't really see. There were a lot of pictures
and
stuff.
It's like a Tesla store. There's not really a lot of Teslas in here.
Yeah,
but.
Like they sell tchotchkes and like weird, you know, pillows with clever sayings and shit in the front. But then they're also a flower business. But they don't. If they only do events and weddings and stuff, they don't really have a need for on-site floral at that store. So that was pretty dope that was already there and the flowers look great. So we both feel really good about that. And then they also had our photo booth company was there. So we got to check that out.
Oh, the fun photo booth. Huge thing at weddings in the last few years. You get they get the accessories, the big glasses, fake mustache,
absolutely,
hats, everything.
Novelty Mr. and Mrs. sign.
Oh, that's going to be good. Yes. All right. Well, it gets sent straight to my phone. I like when places do that. Okay.
It's by email.
Okay.
It'll work. You'll be just fine.
All right. I plan on using it a lot.
Chris at DrDrew.com has about as many characters as your phone number. You'll be just fine.
Why'd you do that?
Didn't think about that.
All right.
We edit some things.
We'll see how many people listen to this. Give me your worst!
I'm trying to give
All right, go ahead. I challenge you.
Queen edit point.
I almost tweeted, like, I want someone to hack my account. I just want to see if people can really, like, find their way in.
I'm sure they can.
You think so?
I'm sure that, yeah.
All right. If anybody out there is good at hacking, hack into my Twitter account and tweet the following. Tortoise fart. Just tweet tortoise fart. If I tweet tortoise fart in the next week or so, that means my account got hacked. And I just want to know how easy it is to get in there. It's a challenge.
All right.
All right.
Don't look at those DMs. Just kidding.
So then we mosey back downstairs, and they had individual desserts because that's what everyone will be getting at the wedding. It's part of our deal. So like we will have a cake, but it will be smaller and it won't be passed out to everyone.
Yeah, the symbolic cake.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it today. There's going to be another family brunch the next day. I was thinking maybe I'll take it to that.
Oh, what time should I be there?
You'll get the info if you make the cut.
Do you freeze the cake? Are you going to do that? Like stick it in your freezer for the year?
No.
Okay. That's good. That's a thing.
That's
right?
Silly.
That's a thing.
It is a thing, but I think that the more current thing, if memory serves, is that when you buy your cake, it's like built in that you come back on your 1 year anniversary and they make you a mini version of your wedding cake for your 1 year anniversary.
What does it mean? What does the tradition mean? Like you have to eat it just for good luck. Like,
holy shit.
You eat the same cake a year later as like a.
I think it's just a punishment. I don't know. It doesn't sound appealing to me.
I think it is a punishment.
I don't understand why people do it.
I don't either.
All right.
Just a reason but to that's get divorced.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Matt does it every year. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So the two desserts that they tried, and there's more options in this, so I don't know what we'll do, but it was a like a chocolate mousse type of thing. I don't know how to describe it. It was okay.
You eat it with a spoon.
Yeah. All right. And then it was one of the best creme brulees I've probably ever had.
Oh, so nice crack at the top.
Nice crack, good amount of fruit. Yeah.
Kalen.
I like crack.
You like creme brulee?
No. Ugh. But I did tell Gary that I would try it because it's the best he ever had.
Yeah, some crack at the top.
Yeah, nice crack with a spoon. You tap it.
Little rock.
Yeah, it's nice. All right. All right, man.
And that's what's on the menu.
I can't wait. Wow. Woo! Thank you.
Best part of the day.
Best part of the day. Another great part of this day is a listener sent over some beers. This is MJ, and he writes, he sent over these beers. They're by Surly Brewing Company, Furious IPA. It's a four-pack.
Are they fast?
It's a four-pack, huh?
Are they fast?
They must be. There's flames coming out of them, and if you have the word furious, the fast needs to be
around. It's just implied, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So he writes, Bobo Boys. I think this is the best beer on the market after Endless Rant. Only available in and around Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And it comes in four packs. While I know there are five of you, I figured Kalen wouldn't want me to worry about him.
That's true.
So I love the show. Woof, woof. MJ. So thank
MJ.
You, MJ.
Thanks, MJ.
Surly Brewing Company, Furious IPA. I would say that I'm drinking it right now, but I forgot to refrigerate it, and I feel bad. But we will drink it, and we will enjoy it. So thank you so much for sending it. We appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, I almost got into a scuffle in Ventura, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
What was her name?
Look, how dare you? Kalen and I, and Dawson, too, when we've gone on Ventura trips, and we've painted the town red.
Yeah, you throw one on.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some really great bars there. It's just fun. Like Ventura, it's a beautiful city. It's almost to the point where I'm trying to think, should I take Jen here for like a weekend? It's close, but
you can.
And I never really thought about it before until I went there and I was like, this place is beautiful. And the food here is great, the shopping, the main street, the downtown area. It's all close together. And so we had a great time. So we went to this bar. I think it's called the Tavern. It's a house. We've been there. I've been there.
Oh,
with you,
that's
Kalen.
The one that we went to when we were doing the cornhole tournament.
My friend Rick got married over there.
It's beautiful.
That's a killer place.
Yeah, that's an awesome fucking place.
It's basically just like a big Victorian house with
the reception was there. He didn't actually get married, but yeah,
beautiful. Anyway, there's a band called Young Dempsey that played, and a listener named Drew led the band. He was supposed to come to our show, Dawson, but his band was playing, so we went to there to watch his band, Young Dempsey, and they killed it. They're amazing. So if you guys need a band playing your venue, or if you just want to go to a great show, Young Dempsey, like Patrick Dempsey, is the band you want to see. So we're watching Young Dempsey. Drew is playing. We have a few in us, and we're all dancing, having a great time. They're playing old 60s, 50s, really fun songs, like upbeat. So everyone's dancing, and there's this guy just dancing alone, but he's like the guy that it's not shy about it. He's going up to girls and trying to dance with them and stuff like that. He danced with Jenny for a little bit. It's fine. It was harmless. But he started getting in the face of some of our other friends, dancing with them, to a point where one of the girls that was with us kind of pushed him away and was getting annoyed of this dude. He's getting in her face a little too much. And then he pushes her, and then he comes back, pushes him away again. And then he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, man, what? You talking shit?" And like gets in my face.
Oh, boy.
And I'm looking at this guy, and my thing is like,
how does this guy measure up next to you? Like, what are we talking? The guy, what are his dimensions?
He is probably 5 inches taller than me, which isn't very tall, right?
No, but that's, yeah.
But
I don't like this.
He's
guy.
Really skinny. Really skinny.
So he's looking for the one person that he can,
that's
like,
happened,
that
that's
he can
happened.
Flex on in this
yeah,
club.
That's happened to me many times. Usually when I'm in a group and, you know, things people want to throw down, they'll, for some reason, they like to go to me. I don't understand.
Right.
And I'm really great at talking my way out of things. It's fine. So I don't back down or anything. I just look at him like, I wasn't saying anything. He's like, and he's like getting all aggro, like, what? Like, what? You talking shit then? What? You want to go? Like, and it's just, and I'm thinking, Mikey's there. Everyone's like, oh my God, is Chris going to get into a fight right now? And I'm looking at him like, I didn't say anything. I just said nothing to you. We're just having fun. We're okay. Everything's good. And then he goes, all right. Yeah, we're good. We're good. And then he puts his hand out to shake my hand and stuff. Like, we're good, man. And I'm like, what? Are you taking the high road now? Like, you started this. You started this. Why are you all of a sudden like Mr. High Road, nice guy? Like, oh, yeah, man. I understand. Yeah, we're good.
Why in my imagination, like, halfway through this guy talking shit to you, does Will just come from out of frame and just tackle this guy? Like,
well, the story finishes. No, that didn't happen. But I've had that happen to me so many times where, like, guys just want to just flex on me, and then I look at them and I talk to them, and then all of a sudden they're like, all right, yeah, we're good. Everything's cool. We're friends now. We're best friends. Let's go out to dinner. Like, where does that come from?
Douchiness
and insecurity. Is that his way of saying, I forgive you, or?
It's his way of trying to, like, I think that that's, like, virtue signaling to the chicks that, like, he, like, decided to end this confrontation so that he looks good.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's just a douchebag, insecure person move. Like, A, to start the, what's up? Like, you talking shit, like, out of nowhere? Like, that's just a loser move.
Have you guys ever done that?
No, not for no reason.
Yeah, it didn't seem like.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
I've
I would
never...
be confused. I wouldn't know, like, when the person looked at me confused, I would be like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, it's just dumb.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I almost got in a fight. Almost got in a
Do you think you could have tackled him?
I don't.
You think you could take him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. He had glasses. He's a nerd.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Just get the glasses off. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Some shit.
Caleb's moves. Caleb's strategies. Knock his glasses out and blind him.
Stomp on that fucker so he can't pick it back up. Yeah.
So, 101 Ubers. So, my Uber rating is terrible. And it bothers me. When I say terrible, it's like the Asian terrible. It's a B. It's a 4.8.
Okay.
Maybe 4.79.
So that's like a 0.2 below the best score you can have.
I thought you can have a 5. Can you not get a 5?
Yes. Yeah, but at 4, you get kicked off.
Yeah.
You are Ooh, no longer allowed to be Uber or be an Uber rider if you drop below 4. So you're really at 80%.
Yeah. So I do this thing. Like, I have a couple of strategies to up my Uber rating that I've been using lately.
Jesus Christ.
They're not bad. One is, like, when I'm with... It's like sometimes Jenny and I, there's a bar that's close to our apartment, and it's close enough to walk, but she's cold, we're tired, just get the Uber. It's a 2-minute Uber, maybe a 1-minute Uber. Just get it, we'll go. And we get in the Uber, and I'm thinking, this guy, what a waste of time for him. Like, he really picked this up when it's a 1-minute destination. I feel bad. So I get out of the car, and I limp. I do a really huge fake limp.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say, like, so I gave the guy a couple extra bucks.
No.
You're feigning injury.
I should do that. Yeah.
To up your Uber score. You are 100% committed to this.
Okay. I'm dragging my club foot, and, you know, Jenny's getting super embarrassed, and I'm dragging until the guy's outside. So he sees, like, oh, he only got this short Uber because the guy can't walk. The guy can't walk home. He can't walk. And my theory is the reason why it's so low is because I don't talk on the one-on-ones. I don't say a word.
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think it's like my stupid friends?
Do you not talk even if they... Yes, actually.
I do talk. I answer questions. I'm pretty short, though.
Right.
I kind of give the signal, like, all right, let's just get from A to B here.
I can't imagine an Uber driver really rating you low for that, because ultimately they're in it to, like... They're doing a job. Like,
yeah.
You're in that for the social aspect. That shouldn't be something that plays into your rating.
I always
talk to them, and it's a lot of times it turns out really cool.
I'll be honest. It almost all the time for me, it turns out really cool. But
without talking to them.
It's just energy that, you know, I'd rather just send emails out and, you know, really focus on what, you know, something else. But I get in those moods sometimes. But yeah, so I don't talk to them. But now I talk to them.
So and you then, think you're going to get a higher score now?
And before
now,
I leave.
If you combine, see, if you combine the trauma to your leg and be and talking, what do you think you're going to get? You're going to get like 5'1", 5'2"?
Can they do
a
that?
A real Asian GPA?
Can they do that? Can you give me the 5'1"?
Chris, if it's a longer ride and you know, you want to make it even better, you got to throw a stutter in there.
Oh, you don't want to make them uncomfortable.
No. But I'm saying, like, once every 15 minutes, you have trouble with one word. Like, pick a letter. Pick a letter, like P, and like anytime, or like a weird letter, like Y. And anytime you get to like yellow, you
throw in a nervous tick too.
I
just
can't.
Kick your leg.
We're just building on your idea.
Every like 45 seconds, just kick your leg as hard as you can.
You drag your leg with a fake limp because your girlfriend was cold. Now it's getting offensive.
I heard him do this like 2-3 other times. Whenever there's a short trip,
you got to do this bigger.
I'm not going to make it that much more.
I don't think you're all in. I don't think you're 100% committed.
This is funny.
And I should
accent.
Have Jen carry
you
me.
You should get like, an accent
like,
too,
firefighter style. Like just
one of your
carry
famous
me
Chris Loxamana accents.
Oh yeah. Oh, the accents. Was, yeah. I don't know.
There you go. That's
try to match the Uber driver. If, you know, he's like a foreign guy.
Shit.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't do that.
They might think that you're making fun of them, and you might get killed.
Don't do that. All right, I won't do that. But what I do is
definitely do an accent.
Right when we pull up, whether accent or not, right when we pull up to the destination, before I get out, I look at him and I go, it was really nice meeting you. You're a great Uber driver.
Here's
giving you five stars and I'm tipping you. Bye.
Wow.
Then I don't do it, but I'm just kidding. Okay, right. I do
that
it.
That makes more sense.
I think, is that bad? Like, I just look at him in the eye and I have to put that disclaimer on there because I'm trying to up my
it
Uber
does
score.
Seem like you're
I think you
a
care a little
here.
Too yeah, much about what Uber thinks of you.
Because I honestly...
4.8? 4.79?
Chris, how long have you been riding in cars? How long have you been passenger in a car? That's somewhere around your whole life?
Somewhere,
you
yeah.
got it down, dude. You got it.
I figured it out.
You don't need them to tell you you're good enough.
Yeah. You're right.
You get that email at the end of the year where they tell you how many miles you've ridden with Uber?
Oh, they do that?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't gotten that.
It's funny you brought this up because I was actually watching an episode of Portlandia yesterday, and it's about like everyone's checking their Uber ratings, and like the one person at the table has like a 3.2 and everyone else has like a 4.9. And then after they say that, everyone else like gets up like, oh, we don't want to sit next to this.
Oh,
table.
Yeah, it brings your stock down.
And so I had to go check my Uber rating because I'd never checked it before. As 4.86.
Oh,
pretty good.
How do you check it?
I'm going to check
my
ride
now.
Dawson's
see where
really? So
I'm
just got to get drunk and force my driver to take me through a McDonald's drive-thru?
I let a lot of F-bombs fly.
Caleb, he said that's what he does.
Yeah,
I got to just five-star everybody.
Do you buy him McDonald's?
I'll buy him a little something. If sometimes I've stopped at 7-Eleven. Like, so hey, you want a Gatorade or something?
How about this for a move? How about this for a move? I have a friend from New York who, when he's in L.A.
All right. I see what I am.
What are you at?
4.88.
Oh, damn. You got me by fucking.
And I'm okay with it.
0.02.
But I talked to every Uber driver on the way to the Christmas party.
7.9. I'm 7.9, I think.
On the way to the Christmas party, I had some nice Armenian Uber driver, and he was just learning English. And so we had a conversation, and we started talking about music, and then fucking Willie Nelson. The guy loves Willie Nelson. So we had a fucking, you know, 30-minute conversation on Willie Nelson.
What do you think about this move, Chris? My friend, when he comes in from out of town, I've seen him do this a couple times, but the last time was at a wedding. The wedding was at a hotel in Santa Monica, and at the end of the night when everyone was drunk, he decided we needed some In-N-Out. He called an Uber driver to the hotel. When the guy got there, he went, I'm not getting in the car. I want you to go to In-N-Out. Here's cash. Buy like 10 double doubles. Come back, and I'll give you a 5-star rating, and I'll tip you.
That's
good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's easy.
No driver has ever said no, because they just have to go sit in a drive-thru with the meter running, and they don't have to listen to anyone. They get the car to themselves.
How much more does that cost, though? I guess for the service of everyone's drunk and everything. That sounds like a plan.
Well, now they got something called Uber Eats.
My friend has done the, for his work, like he had to deliver a package, like day of, and just Uber driver came, threw the package in there, and made him drive all the, you know, couple hours across town or across the other side of the few cities down. And yeah, he did it just like as a parcel service.
Yeah.
A Bill Parcell service.
Bill Parcell service. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, the Uber etiquette, I think I'm still figuring it out, but I'm not happy with my score at all. It might be the
what
Asian
is your score?
479. 4.7.
I wouldn't be happy either. I'm sitting at a 488, bro.
Well, it's because you're...
Laura Lee's...
Yeah, I'm a couple. Laura
Lee's my dumb friends. It's my dumb friends.
Laura Lee can make us all feel better. Her Uber rating's not...
Solid. Why?
She has, like, Laura unfortunate Lee. Mistakes in Ubers. Like, she may or may not have spilled
it. In the backseat pond, Laura Lee.
She spilled an entire vodka soda on the driver's jacket one year on 4th of July.
I don't get you.
She wasn't drunk. She was just being absent-minded or something. It was just a mistake. But
yeah.
I got into an Uber once that my mom had called for me and Joya, like, after a family dinner. She was like, oh, I'll send you home, which was very nice of her. And I got in it, and we're about halfway there. And me and Joya are in the back, like, we're, you know, we're totally with it, and we're having a conversation, and the guy goes, hey, I'm really sorry to interrupt. You guys seem like nice people, but did you know how low your Uber rating is? And I like, panicked for a second, and then I was like, oh, for Laura Lee? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Because I think, I know a few Uber drivers, and, like, some of them, like, yeah, we won't pick up anyone below, like, a 4.3. Like, they refuse. So, I don't know. But anyway... It bothers me because I have high expectations.
Let me ask you this. Myself. Are you downrating anyone else? Or does any time your thing come up?
There was only one time.
I'm giving everybody five stars.
I give everybody five. Star, five I give every everybody time, fives. Yeah. But now I make a note. But there's been one time where Jenny made sure I gave him a one because this guy was.
Well, that's the dichotomy in my opinion. You're not getting a three out of me. You're getting a five or one. I've given out several ones. Like, I had a driver that I strongly suspected was drunk. And I couldn't prove it, but I rated him one, and I, in the comments, said, like, he was driving erratically, like he was intoxicated. Like,
the guy who picked us up for our gig the other night had a Nissan Sentra, so we were, like, confident we could bring in some amps and a bunch of guitars and shit. We're like, all right, four-door Sentra, we can do this. Hoping at the trunk, he's got a fucking stroller back there. And Tyler got pissed. Tyler's telling me, he's like, they're supposed to have empty trunks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck it, whatever, we won't bring one guitar. We don't need eight.
Yeah, I left that DPI.
Yeah. But,
no, it's.
But
it's
that would be something that I would give a rating for, but I don't give a shit.
Is there not a rating on Lyft? I'm trying to find my Lyft rating and I don't see one.
I don't know. But, see, I had a driver that, we went to a hotel for Jenny's brother's wedding. So we had both our bags with us because they picked us up from the hotel to take us home. And the guy's trunk was filled with all this, like, fishing gear and, like, and weird, like, army paraphernalia. And the guy's dressed all in camo. Like, no, he wasn't in the army. He just, like, repped it or something. Or maybe he was. But and all he could talk about on the way home was how he has a gun and he can't wait to, like, use it on an intruder the entire time.
That is creepy.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, I'm, like, waiting for, like, the automatic doors to, like, click shut. And he just drives past my house. And I'm like, where are you going? Where are we going?
Cause he said, I can't wait to use it on you. I'm going home.
And it was like, and he just kept talking about himself, and, like, it sounded like he had PTSD or something. I don't know, but it was really scary. So yeah, Jen made me give him a one, and
that's
now,
the guy I would argue
I put
you
it out there.
It
could have been anybody. It could have been anybody, but that's the only time. Otherwise, give you five. All Uber drivers who pick me up, five.
You ever gotten the same driver twice?
No,
I don't think I have either.
Nope.
Yeah,
There's too many now. All right, well, awesome. That is the show. Oh, wait, Kalen, real quick.
Yeah.
Flick some bean. He has a quick one. Cause all right. I asked Kalen, hey, you're going to flick some beans? Like, maybe. I don't really like it. Like, should I flick it? I'm like, after you sell it like that, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so I watched Lady Bird.
Oh, really? It was Lady Bird that you saw?
Yep.
Why are you?
I'm so anticipating this. I'm so happy. The way it was set up. Keep going.
Okay.
I got through about 15 minutes of it and said, nah, not for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this movie's definitely not for Dawson. I'll just go through. So the film is written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who hasn't really done. She's acted and has some acting credits.
I like that name. But,
yeah, and a few writing Strong. Credits. And, like, this is their second directed film. Stars Saoirse Ronan. By the way, Saoirse is spelled S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
Dawson and I read it the other day on the show.
Yep. So that is weird. She was in Lovely Bones, Brooklyn Atonement, and Hannah, that movie keeps coming up on my segments.
Great movie.
It's fucking awesome. Please go see it. It's a great, great movie. Laurie Metcalf, who's in Roseanne, Big Bang Theory, and probably one of my favorite John Candy movies, Uncle Buck.
Oh.
Great movie.
Uncle Buck there, yep. She plays the neighbor.
With Macaulay?
Yep. Comes in.
She wants to have sex all the time.
Yeah, while he's going to town on the washing machine, right. And she thinks there's, like, people in there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so
Uncle Buck, great movie.
Great movie. This movie is a runtime of 94 minutes and has made $39 million so far. It's a coming-of-age story about a rebellious high school girl navigating her senior year at a Catholic high school. Like I said, this coming-of-age story about a teenager, not probably in Dawson's wheelhouse there.
Surprisingly, you'd say in a room full of men that a coming-of-an-age story of a teenage girl is not in Dawson's wheelhouse, but go on.
Well, you're not much of like a film guy either, so it's like
I the like, rebellion. I like the movie okay, as much well, as the get, next
this
guy.
This movie's well made,
but is no. Well, I just want to know: is a teenage coming of age story is that in Gary's wheelhouse?
Gary, let me ask you something.
What's up?
When you think of rebellious or like bad, what do you think is crazier: the bad rebellious Catholic girl or the bad rebellious Mormon girl?
Wouldn't know.
Really?
Oh, I can get definitive.
I just don't want to answer that question. Bad
the Mormons.
So it's the Mormon one is worse.
I think so.
But in a different way. The Catholic girls, which I've never really dated one, but I get the impression that they go a little wild
because still a restraint,
they go a little wild in the areas where the Catholic Church suppresses stuff. Mormon chicks just go fucking insane.
Yeah, bad Mormons are crazy.
Bad Mormons are the good guys.
They just
I've
do
had
whatever.
A few bad Mormon friends,
yeah.
And
yeah,
that's the person where sometime around midnight you go, hold on, this has already been a crazy night. Like you need to calm down, and they don't.
No, that's when you encourage it. That's when you fuel the fire.
Yeah, I've known a few bad Mormons too, and they get gnar.
Well, you know who else goes hardcore? I'm blanking on what they're called, but the ones that don't subscribe to any technology.
Oh, Amish.
Oh yeah, Amish.
The Rumspringa.
Yeah, the Amish. Ones.
When they go on Rumspringa,
yeah.
It's same thing. But the Mormons, I always think about that. Like, man, they just the ones that just decide to leave the church and to do what they want. They go ham.
Yeah,
but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so this movie's like a well-made movie. It's like well-directed, and the acting's very, very good. And it's like Juno, but not as quirky.
I didn't really like Juno.
I like Juno. I didn't have anything really wrong with it.
It was a good film.
And I like Michael Cera.
You know what? I think
he always
bumps
up a few points for me whenever he's in anything. He's funny.
I knew a girl that loved Juno, and I didn't really like her. So maybe that's why I don't like Juno as much.
Yeah, but ultimately, like, this wasn't really my movie either. Like I said, it's all well-made and all that, but I think it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Like, it is insanely high.
This
is not, like, a great movie by any stretch. Do not pay money to go see this movie. There's plenty more out there that actually are worthy of
it. But keep in mind, like, Rotten Tomatoes is an aggregator, so...
Yeah, I know.
A movie could have, like, straight C pluses, and it gets 100.
Well, I'm surprised nobody, not one critic, said this movie wasn't a C.
Oh, really?
It's very surprising to me that not one critic said this
Someone stepped
below.
Up. 99.
All right, score it. Score it.
Dawson.
This movie is flickable at 5 out of 10 beans.
Flickable?
Yeah. It's a well-made movie.
Flickable.
It's a well-made movie. It's not bad.
Maybe I'll give the next 15 minutes a go.
Well, the bean scale isn't a well-consistent scale.
I don't know where it goes. So.
Consistency is the devil's
brew. All right,
hey,
thank you. Yeah. All right, been the Water Cooler episode 105. Unfortunately, Matt did not make it at all.
Yay!
He's outside the door, about to walk in.
In his office, just super sad.
No, let's wrap it quick before he gets in here.
All right, Caitlin, where can we go for you?
Don't worry about me.
Gary, where can we go for you?
Subscribe to Play With Pain, the new Chet Waterhouse podcast, and
yes.
Riggles Picks with Rob Riggle and Sarah Tiana, talking sports.
Podcast One Sports.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Dawson.
This weekend, big NAMM convention.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fired up to have my head exploded by, I think, it's like 5 square miles of just...
This is basically Dawson going to a porn convention.
It's is.
No,
essentially, like, this is porn.
This is porn to
really,
Dawson. Like,
oh, okay.
The music stuff at this convention, it's just like watching.
Yeah.
It's like it's like taking a 13-year-old boy through like the Playboy grotto.
That's the note.
Okay. Yeah,
it's as good as Dawson going to a porn convention.
So if you are at NAMM or exhibiting at NAMM, have anything that you want to show off, I know a lot of people who listen to the show are in the... music business, and if you don't know what NAMM is, it's the National Association of Music Merchants. Check it out at NAMM.org.
And I'll be there too. So if you guys want to, if you guys are at NAMM, tweet us, email us.
Yeah, we'll come and see
you. We'd love to say hi because Dawson and I, we cover a lot of ground when we're there. We like to glad hand. We like to hug it out. Whatever you want. We'll find you. So, yeah, I will. I'll plug Nam too. Yeah, if you're there, please hit us up. And that is it for the Water Cooler episode 105. Oh my God, 106 next. I can't wait.